I'm a you know a non-military guy, but I've got plenty of friends and a family who have been. And I know the core answer to this is going to be no, in terms of, you know, the hard to separate dad the colonel from son the private to dad to son. You know, when you're over there, I know you guys, once you're, you know, orders and doing your thing, that's not hard. But is it somewhat hard, you know, do you take off the dad hat, you put on the colonel hat, or you take off the private hat, you put on the son hat? Are those really strange times where you're like, you know, which hat am I wearing?
I'll take that one first. Yeah, yes, it is. In fact, I was joking with Carl's battalion commander yesterday about that very same thing. We were having dinner, and they were having dinner behind us, and I would just joked up and, you know, up to Lieutenant Colonel Greg Allen, who's his Carl's battalion commander, tapped him on the shoulder and says, "Hey, I just told my son all the good news, all the good information, so he now knows more than you do." And Greg says, "Oh, gee, thanks, Sean. That's a good deal." But it is. It's a fine line to walk between. I have to bite my tongue because Carl will say something that his chain of command said or was told or heard through rumors, and I know it's not true, but I can't say anything because I can't override his chain of command. So it's kind of a fine line between being dad and being, you know, Lieutenant Colonel. And we primarily just focus on talking about family and how things are and what's going on. Really try to keep personal and business separated, and I think that makes it a little easier.
How about for you, Carl?
I mean, it's definitely hard to decipher between which one to use. I mean, when we meet at the DFAC and I'm standing out there, or he's standing out there waiting for him, you know, I'll walk up and salute and say, "Hey, sir." And, you know, when there's really nobody else around, you know, it's, "Hey, Dad," as I salute. But it's, you know, like my dad said, you know, we mainly focus on talking about things at home, how things are going, about how much we miss the family and how much we can't wait to go home.
How do you think Mom's handling all this, you know, being back home with both her boys over there?
To start off, my wife is a very strong woman. I told her that when we left, that she was the strongest person I've ever met. She's done this before. Of course, Carl was still wearing diapers when I did it last time. Sorry. But it's really hard on her this time, or it was initially, until we got settled into a routine, because all three of us, Carl left in August. We took Caroline, our daughter, up to college in Seattle. And then I left, you know, all within a month of each other. And she was stuck in an empty house with two dogs. And that was a tough adjustment for her. So she's actually doing quite well. The emails, that compared to 18 years ago, where I talked to my wife four times in 8 months, we email back and forth almost daily. Access to phones is everywhere. So it's really not as separated as it may sound, and contact with family and friends and home is really quite easy.
Carl, do you send emails and say, "Hey, Dad, the colonel is giving me the business. How do I handle it?"
Not so much. I mean, if I'm out on a mission, I'll shoot an email off to my dad to say, "Hey, you know, this is what's going on." I can't go too much into specifics because a lot of emails aren't secure, but I can just say, "Hey, you know, I'm here, I'm okay," and then I'll also shoot an email off to my mom, let her know I'm okay, because I know she's worried about me more often than not, because I'm the one going outside the wire more than my dad is.
So you guys get a chance to, I mean, obviously, you know, being there, but I noticed that, you know, Dad's got a couple of digs in there, you and diapers and the ordering you around. Carl, you're kind of back a little bit. You guys, you know, having a little fun with this as best as you can?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to have fun with everything, right?
Well, yeah, you have. I mean, considering your situation, yeah, where you are and how far away you are from home. But, yeah, I guess it seems like you guys are taking this pretty good and you guys are, you know, keeping each other strong.
Oh, certainly. Definitely having him here, it makes that, I don't know how to put that, but it makes it more, I guess, more fun.
Bearable.
Yeah, bearable would be a good term. Actually, life here isn't all that unbearable. It's just an odd, unnatural situation just due to the nature of the setup. in the fact that we are away from home and family and all those things. But having Carl here, you know, only 2 miles away from where I work, is really, it's a great thing.
Sean, do you, you know, it must be tough, you know, sending Carl, you know, if you're sending a supply someplace and you know where he's going and it might be a little hotter than you'd like, it's got to be tough to have to, you know you're sending your son someplace that probably isn't the place you'd like to be sending him.
Well, that's true. However, you know, things here have calmed down a little bit. There are some dangerous areas that they travel through. And actually, the guys that work for me and my brigade staff in the three shop are the ones that are responsible for providing the intelligence and the analysis on where the dangerous areas are and scheduling the convoy routes to avoid those areas, as well as route clearance and surveillance and all the tools that we have to our, you know, availability to protect these guys, to make sure they get out there, deliver the supplies, and get back home safe.
You guys got any message for Margaret there, for Mom and for your wife? You know, she might be listening this week when we play, or next week when we play this. You know, your thoughts, you know, what do you want to say to her? And also your friends back in Lacey.
I'd like to tell my wife hello and my daughter Caroline, because I don't want to forget her. That's an inside joke. I love you and miss you. I actually talked to her on the phone about 2 hours ago, so I don't have any new news. But we're okay, we're safe, and we'll be home soon. And I suppose to my mom and dad, who probably will listen in as well, and my brother and his family, and my sister, if she can hear all the way down in Oregon, we're okay, and we miss you all, and we'll be home as soon as we can.
How about you, Carl?
Well, I'd like to tell my mom, I actually did just talk to her about 2 hours ago, too, and I'd like to tell her that I love her, miss her, and I'll actually be coming home sooner than she may think for at least my R&R. And also a shout-out to everybody that works in the Lacey Best Buy, because I know they're missing me not being there, helping them out with everything, and also all my friends back at home, too.
Very good. Well, father and son, you guys hang in there, all right? Stay safe and get home to us as quick as you can, all right?
All right, we will. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.